central banks from around the world have joined together in full solidarity, they say, with the chair of the Federal Reserve in the US, Jerome Powell, after the US started a criminal investigation into him over testimony he gave to a Senate committee about renovations to Federal Reserve buildings. It follows a year of relentless attacks on the Fed chair by US President Donald Trump, who wants him to lower interest rates. The heads of the Bank of England, the European Central Bank and the Bank of Canada, Brazil and Korea are among 11 senior bankers who've signed a statement highlighting the importance of independence in setting rates. We heard Donald Trump's thoughts on Iran speaking to CBS News last night. In the same interview, he continued his criticism of the Fed chair, Jerome Powell.
He's been a lousy Fed chairman. He was reappointed by Biden. I was a little surprised at that because I didn't think he really earned a stretch. He's been too high on interest rates. And I call him too late. He's too late to reduce. He should have reduced them by more. Despite that, we fought through that. In addition, he heads up a construction situation on a rebuilding of a little building, two little buildings in called the Fed.
Yeah.
You know where they are. You've seen them a million times.
Yeah.
I think I could have done that job. I could have fixed them up for $25 million. He's into billions and billions of dollars, and it looks like they won't open for a long time. And he's either corrupt or incompetent.
For more, let's talk to Patrick Honohan, former governor of the Central Bank here. Patrick Honohan, you're very welcome back to Morning Ireland. Thanks for coming into us today.
Thank you.
What do you make of all this?
Well, disagreements between central banks and governments are not unusual at all. What's different in this case is its sort of weaponizing of the legal system, trumped up charges, an apparent attempt to intimidate the Central Bank of the United States, the Federal Reserve. So it's obviously not about the costs of the building that is going on and reconstruction of the Federal Reserve's headquarters. It's not about whether Jay Powell, the chair of the Fed, misled Congress on the details of that. He sent them a long letter, so it's not that. It's just an attempt to, as we've seen in other cases, to use the legal system against the institutions of the institutions that have made the US such a strong economy.
Central bankers, they're not above the law, and there have been central bank governors who've gone to jail previously. And as you said, it's hardly unprecedented for a central banker to come under pressure from a government, is it?
Absolutely not. And it's not surprising that a property developer thinks that low interest rates are better than high interest rates. But low interest rates now may seem like a good idea, but low interest rates now likely lead to economic instability, high inflation down the road. And that's why the Federal Reserve doesn't want to lower interest rates by the 2.5% President Trump seems to want.
Powell is set to leave office anyway in May. If Trump gets his way or gets someone in who will do what he wants, which is very likely, what then?
Yeah, it's a bit puzzling because Powell is going to finish in a few months. So why do this now? It's possible, and there are rumours and suggestions out there that the Department of Justice officials who have moved against Powell have overreached, probably. And the suggestion is that the Secretary of the Treasury, in conversations with Trump, has said this is not a good idea. That they've pushed the boat out too far. But in May there will be a new chair of the Federal Reserve, and there are serious, well-known people whose names have been mentioned by Trump and others. It's not clear whether they are, although they understand issues, it's not clear whether they are prepared to stand against Trump. Will they be complacent? Will they go along with what the White House wants? Or will they revert to their professional standards and resist pressure from the White House? And this is really one of the...
What difference would it make? What difference would it make if Trump gets his way?
If Trump gets his way, if he puts in Federal Reserve officials who are just doing whatever he says, it leads to a period of instability, higher inflation, weaker and probably volatile dollar, value of the dollar. And this matters not just for the United States. It's bad for the United States. It's undermining the institutions, financial institutions that have provided a platform for U.S. growth. But it's very bad for the world because the dollar is a linchpin of the global monetary system. We are all influenced by stability in the dollar.
Did you ever come under any pressure in your time as central bank governor politically?
No, really. It's peculiar. The independence of central banking in Ireland is in Europe is locked into the treaty. It's much more categorical. I got many suggestions from officials as to what things might be preferred, but nothing that you might call pressure.
Even during the bailout years?
Even during the bailout years. It's actually especially during the bailout years where we worked very closely. The Central Bank, Department of Finance, Minister of Finance worked very closely and, you know, came to, you know, we discussed what's the best way to go forward and took decisions in the interest of the country.
Patrick Holland, former Central Bank governor here, thank you very much for coming into our studio. We'll have news headlines next.